Hi, my name is Jonah Selvage, and welcome to episode 2 of my podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about book 2, chapter 1. So, it is now 1780, and this chapter is taking place at Tellson's Bank in London. So, Tellson's Bank continues to be kind of old-fashioned and a small kind of dark facility. The way that Dickens describes Tellson's Bank kind of gives us a little bit of insight of how life in England is going at the time. It's kind of just dark and cramped and just nothing seems to be right. Another important part to remember is that all of the drawers of papers in Tellson's Bank are kind of just old and gross, and the papers are just kind of decomposing. And this kind of is a reflection of how they treat their staff as well. A lot of the people who work at the bank were once young men working there, and now they're kind of old and just not the same as it used to be. Tellson's Bank has a harsh death penalty, and they will often murder burglars or robbers or thieves, and the location of the bank is by Temple Bar, where often heads of executed criminals are displayed. This brings us back to our theme of lightness and darkness. The bank is described as physically dark and crammed, while it's also just a dark place where dark things happen. An important character to mention is Jerry Cruncher. He works as a messenger for the bank, and he also symbolizes darkness. He has these dirty, muddy boots, rusty fingers, and he has a secret, which all kind of, once again, ties into the theme of darkness versus lightness. Although the theme of lightness isn't showed much in this chapter, if at all, darkness is displayed a lot, which I think still does tie into that theme of lightness and darkness, because the bank is described as a very dark and just kind of miserable place, similar to what we've seen in previous chapters when comparing lightness and darkness. To wrap this up, this chapter kind of gives us an idea of what could be next for this book. It kind of sets the tone of the book, and it gives us an idea of what we're about to read, and it makes us wonder what's about to happen in the next chapter. Thank you for watching my podcast on A Tale of Two Cities, Book 2, Chapter 1. Bye!